I can smell miracle on the air. You know, I think that if we would deal with sickness in the way that we're supposed to deal, demons would think twice before they threat us with sickness. So how do you supposed to deal with sickness? You do not fret. You speak to it. And before I go into God's promise, or God promises us strength and confidence, I want to show you one scripture. For some reason, Jesus is speaking on me to touch on this real quick. Brother preacher, can you please put up there for us Mark 11:23? You can give me the King James or the New King James. I don't care. For those who think I cannot preach on the King James, give me the King James. Done. And you guys on the backs, I know y'all think that the preacher is ugly, but move forward. He's not going to bite you tonight. I disagree with you, by the way. So come on. Come move up front. We have all these people scattered all over the place. Come on, come on, come on. Move up front. I want you close to my heart. My eyes wants to contemplate your beauty. And when you stay far away, I can't contemplate how beautiful you is. Amen?
Amen.
I was talking to Jesus last week. Exactly 9 days ago. And we had a lengthy talk. And I was told that one of the greatest reasons why Christian people are not fully blessed is because of the way that they speak things. Most of your prayers will never be heard by God. Excuse me? Yes. Before I go further, let's read it. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain,
be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said.
You may say, okay, preacher, I already heard Kenneth Hagin. I already heard Kenneth Copeland. I already heard Benny Hinn, Sid Roth, all these guys speak on this verse. So there's nothing here that you can show me that I haven't heard yet. All right. The brown man is still going to tell you something here. He says, for verily. You know what the word verily means? Assuredly. Truthfully. I tell you this. This is something that's going to happen. That whosoever. Now whosoever includes only boys, right? So, anybody or everybody who says unto God, whosoever talks to a mountain, stay with me here. Is he talking about a real mountain? Could be. But most assuredly, I tell you that he's talking about the mountains that raises up in our daily walk. Whosoever talk to the mountain and command, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea. And has no doubt in their heart that that's going to happen. They rather believe it's going to happen. He says, the Bible says, but shall believe that those things which he has shall come to pass. He shall have. You are with me so far, right? The reason that most of the prayers of the saints will be not heard, especially when it comes to sickness and disease, is because of the fact that we go to God to talk about the mountain. Is anybody listening to me here?
Yes.
Father God, the doctor said that I have diabetes. Can you please heal me? I think, Lord, you turn around. I'm not listening to you. I'm not hearing. Why would he do that? Because 2,000 years ago, after the agonizing Calvary ordeal, he said, "It is almost finished." So if it is finished, don't talk to him about the problem. Talk to the problem itself. Are we still together here?
Yes.
So what you're saying? Well, the doctor is saying that you have diabetes. Don't go to God talking about diabetes. Talk to the diabetes. Get out. Be removed from my body. Straight into the pits of hell. Well, over here he said to go in the sea. Well, it's a little dangerous if you send it to the sea. It may jump into a fish, and the fish you're going to eat, it comes right back to you. Send it to the pits of hell.
Amen.
Are you with me here?
Yes.
God already did it.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said it is finished. It's done deal. Now, I have no business to go back to him and talk about it. I have to talk to the mountain, not about the mountain. He already knows it. I hope somebody's listening to what I'm saying here. Here's another reason why I believe that God will not listen. In the book of James chapter 1, especially in verse 4, verse 3, 4, and 5, it says, "Beloved, don't fool yourselves. Every good gift," isn't that right? "Every perfect gift comes from below." Comes from above. From the Father of light. So if you have been diagnosed with whatever disease it is, it didn't come from God. Plain and simple. God may have allowed you to get sick, but God himself is not going to come and make you with cancer. That's ridiculous. Therefore, when that stuff hits home, we don't talk about the disease. We don't talk about the future crash of the stock market. We talk straight to the mountain. Plain and simple. I went to bed a few days ago, 3 or 4 days ago. Very, very, very tired. It was almost 1 o'clock. At 2:30, I woke up with a super-duper headache. Like, what a nonsense is this? So I went to use the restroom. I came back, and that thing lingering, I ignored it. 3:30, I woke up again to use the restroom, and the head is throbbing, it's pounding. From where I'm standing, you do not exist. I ignore you in the name of Jesus. I'm back to bed. 4:30, I woke up again, went back to the restroom, and the head is just like my brain was loose. If I were to do this, it seems like the brain was out of place. I got so angry. You idiot! You imbecile, good for nothing, useless piece of garbage. Get out from my brain. Take your filthy, stinking hand from my brain, and I sentence you to the darkest place in hell where you belong. I mute you right now so you will never talk again, so you cannot send a replacement. In the name of Jesus. went back to sleep. Got up at 6:30. Gone. Until now.
Hallelujah.
Until now. We don't talk about the headache. We talk to the headache, get out. Be thou removed. Straight to the pits of hell. The blood pressure is high. High blood pressure, in the name of Jesus, I command you, in the name of Jesus, go down. 117 over 65. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now!
Amen.
Cholesterol is high. Cholesterol in the name of Jesus, bad cholesterol, go down. Supposed to be on 35. Good cholesterol, jump up, 230. That's perfect. That's right. Most of us will be talking about the mountain all our lives. The mountain will never move because we're not talking to the mountain. We are talking about the mountain. Are you with me here?
Yes.
God's desire is for you and me to be happy. So when the obstacles in life shows up, don't keep talking about the obstacles. Don't keep talking about the headaches, the high blood pressure. You know, we all have been through stages in our lives when we felt there was no more strength to go. And at the weakest moment, we kind of gave up because we lost confidence. Have you ever felt like that before? Maybe in a time when you lost a loved one, or you lost a job, some people lost their homes, or something precious to them. They don't talk to the mountain. They talk about the mountain. Whenever that feeling of desperation, discouragement, and lack of confidence comes back to you, I want to encourage you to remind some of suggestions of God's Word so that you can get back on track. Let's start with Psalm 73:26. And for those of you who think I cannot preach on the King James, I'm going to challenge you tonight. My flesh and my heart fails. I'm still not talking about the mountain. Because God is the strength of my heart. So if my heart fails, I'm not talking about the failure of my heart. I'm going to talk about God, who is the strength of my heart. If business fails, if health fails, if the flesh gives up, I'm not going to be talking about the failure of the business, of the heart, of the flesh, because God is my portion forever.
Amen.
Are you with me here? We should never allow situations to knock us down completely.
I'm praying, I hear what you're saying, but you know. You have something else?
Can you give us, please, Psalms 29:11. Watch this. Psalms 29:11. Read it with me. The Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, God will give you strength on the weakest moment of your life. This is why we will not talk about the mountain. We talk to the mountain. We talk about God, who will give His strength to His people. And after He strengthens us, He blesses us. What a God. What a God. He gives us the strength and then He blesses us. I mean, it's a double dose. And then I'm praying to... No. Let's go to Isaiah 26, verse 4. Watch this. Instead of talking about the problems, instead of talking about the defeat, the sickness, do this. Read it with me. Trust ye in the Lord. How long? Why? When things are getting tough and we are feeling like giving up, we will trust in the Lord, not for a few days, not only when things are going good. We're going to trust in Him forever, because He is our everlasting strength.
Yes.
I'm preaching here, I want you to say, but you know, there's no buts and what's here. Brother preacher, put up the Psalms 28, verse 7. Watch this. This is even better. Read it with me. The Lord is my
strength
and
shield.
So what I'm going to do? Are you getting the point here?
Yes.
We will not allow the mountains of life to take away our joy.
Amen.
We will not be talking about the cancer that the doctor said we have.
Amen.
Nonsense. We will not allow the stock market to send a tumbling down into depression mode. Absolutely not. The Lord is our strength and our shield. We can always hide behind the Lord, and He will shield us from the nonsense happening out there.
Yeah.
And I love when He says, my heart trusts in Him.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what your financial advisor is saying.
Yes,
choose to trust in God. And when you choose to trust in God, David said, and I am helped. Isn't that great? And the help is so great that the heart, instead of crying, it starts rejoicing greatly, and we start singing praises to Him.
Amen.
y'all not hearing what I'm seeing here. So what you're saying, preacher? There's going to be days that you're going to hear the bad news from all over the place. Yes, yes, yes. You're going to hear the bad news from all over the place. So what? I went to talk to Dr. George. He says, you have sleep apnea, you have blah, 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 you have blah, 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 blah. I start laughing. He looked at me, what's so funny? I told him, you don't have a clue. I rebuke all those words that you spoke against my life. I rebuke every negative word and the diagnosis that you spoke against my life in the name of Jesus. Well, you can say name of Jesus, whatever you want to say, but you do have that. I said, I'm going to talk to a higher doctor.
Yeah.
Who? Dr. J.C. Who's Dr. J.C.? Dr. Jesus Christ. And he is in a much better, much, much better health group. What do you mean? Well, you take Blue Cross, right? Yes, Blue Shield. I have Red Cross and Jesus Shield. All the nonsense diagnosed that man spoke against our lives 6 months ago disappeared. This guy is so crazy that he tells my wife, you got to go immediately to the image center down below, and I'm going to go with you. Needless to say, poor Marcia, what? Yes, and stay right in there. After they do the test, I'll come and we will read the results together. We will do this together. So needless to say, poor Marcia is already, her heart is racing. I said, sweetheart, relax. Relax. If they would have find anything, we will revert. We will revert. So, seems like those 10 minutes is like 10 hours. And finally, they take her inside and woo, 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 do the test. She comes back sitting down. Says, sweetheart, whatever they say, we will reverse the diagnosis. Because we have chosen to trust in God.
Amen.
He is our strength.
Yes,
and we know that when we choose to trust in God, He will not only strengthen our bodies, He will help us in such a way that our heart will go back to joy mode, to the point that you'll be singing songs to God. He comes down half an hour later, and then we go to see the radiologist or something, the people who reads. So the doctors are writing the sign, and the nurse comes. Come on, Miss Marcia. What is wrong with these people? She's not sick. But they took her by the hand, and they are going, taking her to see the doctor. What a nonsense is this? So we got in. This is Dr. So-so-so, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, let's get over this thing. They pull. Whew. Nothing. Aren't you glad there's nothing? And I'm thinking, what an idiot. If there would be something in there, we would reverse because we chose to trust in God. And because we choose to trust in God, He helped us. Huh? And our hearts went back to joy mode.
Amen. Thank you.
So what, now it's my turn to do the x-ray. They said, I'll call you as soon as I get the result. 6 months has gone by and I never had a call from him. So when that dark day comes in, the bad diagnosis comes in, the bad report comes in, hey, choose to trust
Hallelujah.
In God. He's your shield. He's your strength. He's going to bless you in such a crazy way that your heart's going to go back to joy mode. Huh? And you're going to start singing songs and people will not understand. Watch this. Brother Preacher, can you put Nehemiah 8:10? I'm going to prove you what I'm saying. I said when you get the bad news, don't let it sink your heart down. Watch this. Nehemiah 8:10. Keep it on the King James. Read it with me. Then he said unto them,
go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them, for whom nothing is prepared.
For this day is holy unto our Lord.
Neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Tell somebody, don't be sorry with the diagnosis. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
The joy of the Lord is your
strength. Father tells me that I cannot eat red meat. I said, you must be nuts. My descendants ate meat 365 days a year. My mother cooked cow beef in 400 different ways a year. And you're telling me to stop eating red meat? You must be insane. Guess what? We left from his office straight to the Brazilian steakhouse downtown. The one that the meat keep coming and coming and coming and coming until you are out of breath. On that night, I just took 1 pound of spinach. That's it. Flipped the little card, put it green, and let it come. Upper sirloin, lower sirloin, filet mignon, huh? Beef rib. Let it come. Let it come. Bring all of them. I think I pick up 5 pounds that night. And it's about 9 something, almost 10 o'clock. Went straight back home and... all the diagnosis was voided. Bad news came. The Lord said, then he said unto them, go your way. Eat the fat. Drink the sweet. And send the Persians and those who don't have nothing prepared.
Lord.
Don't you dare to be sorry.
Thank
don't you dare to be sorry.
You,
the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
Are you done, preacher? No, I'm not. I still got something else I want to show you. Brother preacher, can you put up there Ephesians 6:10? And then we go to Isaiah 40:29. Ephesians 6:10. Read it with me. Finally, my brethren,
be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
Amen. Don't let a bad diagnosis take away your joy, your strength. Are you with me here?
Yes.
When I'm feeling, so what? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Doesn't He say that? So then you start praising God so you can be strong. His power and His mighty is able to reverse any diagnosis you may have been given. Now let me take you to Isaiah 40:29. Watch this. Isaiah 40:29. I'm going to go a few translations. I want you to read this with me.
He gave it power to the faint.
And? Don't talk about the mountain. Talk to the mountain. And then start praising God because He will give power to the one that's about to faint. And those that have no mighty, He will increase their strength. Now, Brother Harry, can you put up the Message Bible, same verse. I'm curious. Woohoo! Let's read it together. He energizes those who get tired, gives fresh strength to drop out. Tell somebody, get ready to be energized.
Get ready to be energized.
Now, give me the NLT also. I'm curious now. I like this. Yes. Read it with me. He gives power to the weak.
And strength to the powerless.
Don't talk about the mountain. Talk to the mountain. Yes. Start praising your God. And enjoy the power and the strength that He will give to the weak. Say amen.
Amen.
Can you give me verse 31, brother? Same chapter. Let's read it. But those who trust in the Lord
will find new strength.
They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary.
They will walk and not faint.
Tell your neighbor, you will never faint.
Never faint.
You will always find new strength in God when you come to Him in time of need. Is that it, preacher? I think I'm going to try one more verse. Isaiah 58:11. My Lord. I think I'm going to stop here and we go on confidence next time. Read it with me. The Lord
will guide you continually. Give you water when you are dry and restore your strength. You'll be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring.
God will restore your strength. Tell your neighbor.
God will restore your strength.
You know what? I'm curious. Give me the King James, please. Although people are not talking, they are the British, but let's try. And the Lord shall guide thee continuously and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a water garden. Tell somebody, osteosporosis don't have a chance with your bones. He's making your bone fat. Now, give me my favorite translation, brother preacher. The best of the best. Backslider. Backslider translation. I will always show you where to go.
I will give you a full life in the MS place. Firm muscles, strong bones. You will be like a well-watered garden, a gurgly spring that never runs dry.
Amen.
How are you doing, firm muscle one? Look all those muscles, huh? Look all those muscles, huh? How you doing, Mr. Muscle? Praise the Lord. The Lord will give you full life in the emptiest of places. Tell somebody, you're in bond for some good life in God. So what is the conclusion, preacher? Don't allow your prayers to go unanswered before God by talking about the mountain. Say amen.
Amen.
Don't allow your prayers to go unanswered before God by talking about the mountain. Instead, talk to the mountain. Be vicious. Be vicious. Why? Demons has no pity on you. And when they come to kill. They come to steal. And they come to destroy. Dealing with them, deal with them in a vengeance. Brother Clark said, boy, Brother Paul, sweep out the whole thing. Back to the pits of hell. That's right. Back to the pits of hell where you belong. I mute you. I break your legs. I break your spine. I poke your eyes. And I kick you back to the pits of hell. You cannot move anymore once I break your spine. And your legs and your nails. And I poke your eyes. So you are now invalid. So we kick it back to the pits of hell where it belongs. In the name of Jesus. Then we mute them so that they wouldn't send a replacement in their stead. Don't let a bad report, whether it's from a family member, a friend, a doctor, a financial advisor, ruin your day nor your joy. Don't talk about the mountain. Talk to the mountain. And enjoy your God and watch the salvation of the Lord strengthening your body. May the God of Israel be with all of you.